Index Podcast.
What's up? Thanks for listening to the Up Next Podcast. It's your host, Victor Castaldo. My guest today is Don B. How you doing today, man?
Doing good, doing good. How you doing, man?
Good, good. So I met you at a shoot for AJ Wayne a couple weeks ago, and we kind of talked and chopped it up a little bit, and you said you do a few different things. So can you tell listeners what you create and what all you do?
Yes, sir. So basically, I'm an artist. I'm an entertainer, you know, so I do a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
you know, I rap, I sing, I engineer, I produce a little bit. But my main focus is the artist side. However, I fell in love with the engineering side just because... I don't know, you know, yeah. I like to create.
Yeah, you get to put another creative touch on it.
Exactly.
As an artist who can't mix, you're kind of at the will of whoever the engineer is or whoever you can find. And it's cool to be the one who says, no, I want to decide how that last creative.
Exactly, exactly. And it's, you know how it is. So, yeah, man, I do that, you know, a little bit on the visual side. I don't actually shoot my own videos, obviously, but, you know, I do try to direct, you know, come up with ideas and stuff like that. So,
What's your favorite part? Being an artist, an engineer, doing directing stuff. What's your favorite thing?
The artist side, just because ultimately, my goal with this is to be the best. you know what I mean?
I hear that.
So like, I want to be the best artist. So I feel like in order to be the best artist, you got to kind of do everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It gives yourself the best chance. Plus, you can save money because you're not paying for a mix. You're not paying for...
Exactly. You can invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes that doesn't mean money. That means time into skills so you can stop spending money on other things.
Yeah.
And I think some people get that twisted or they're just too lazy to, like, learn new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So who could you... Or how could you compare your music, like, to something else? Like, what would you say your flow or your style's like? Like, do you like certain type of beats? Do you kind of do a lot of different types of beats?
My flow, my style, that's a good question, man. That's a hard question. I mean, I can tell you my inspiration.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I'm a huge Drake fan. J. Cole,
yeah.
Meek Mill, Frank Ocean.
Do you rap like aggressive or do you rap kind of smooth or does it just change?
It's changed. I'm just versatile with it. So I do a little bit of everything.
You like to do different stuff.
Yep. Sometimes I might be on the aggressive. Overall, I guess I'm a more relaxed, chill, reserved, lyrical.
Like lyrical, I'm lyrical. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I'm a lyrical artist. Lyrical, like melodic lyrical artist.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Like, did you like For Your Eyes Only?
Yeah, I was a fan because I'm a J. Cole fan. Yeah. That's my favorite rapper. Yeah. So, you know, I might be biased maybe. But
some people didn't like it.
Yeah.
You like J. Cole.
Exactly.
Some people didn't like K.O.D. that like J. Cole.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I feel like he was doing a lot of stuff right then that was, he didn't care about
exactly
what that was. He was just trying to do the different things, and I think he's good at it all, but I think I could see that, because that's what I want to do. I want to create stuff like For Your Eyes Only, but I'm also trying to sell records, and it's like
exactly.
I'm not trying to compromise
exactly.
what I want to do to sell records, but I also, you know, I think that'd be my favorite thing to do if I already had the money or had the fan base, is that's what I'd want to do. Is
exactly,
that type of
shit,
the chill, the purposeful lyrical songs, not so much of like hype or trap stuff.
Yeah.
But it is fun to do those sometimes.
Exactly.
It's hard, yeah.
That's why you got to have that balance. You know, you got to be versatile, because if you just focused on creating lyrical music, I feel like you can get bored.
Yeah.
Even as a person that's a huge fan of that,
yeah.
You know, like, you don't want to sit up and listen to no lyrical-ass shit all day.
Yeah. So you need to balance it.
Exactly.
And that's cool, because within rap, it's like there's so many sub-genres that
exactly.
you could stay within rap and listen to just that and really feel like you're listening to different types of music.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
mm-hmm.
with, like, all the cross into pop and country and electronic music with, like, trap drums.
Exactly.
It kind of has a touch of it, even though it's got a different type of melody or something.
100%.
What's your favorite track you've ever recorded? Of yours or somebody else's?
My favorite that I've recorded, I got a song that I haven't dropped yet, me personally. I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you somebody else's. I'm going to give you mine.
Like that. Okay.
So for me personally, I got a song that I haven't dropped yet, but I'm working on a project, and it's going to be on the project. It's called Key to the Field. That's probably my favorite, like, that I done recorded. It's just, it's a vibe. It's a super good song.
Hell yeah.
And then as far as maybe my favorite that I haven't, I work with AJ a lot, you know, so, like, me and him got a lot of music that we didn't just recorded. You know, we done got a lot of stuff when we recorded.
Building the catalog.
I feel like my favorite probably from him is he just dropped his project, That Big Loss.
Yeah.
It's pretty fire, yeah. Like, the vibe and the studio was crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it
was
just the vibe. Yeah, and that's cool, because, like, if you were in that session, you might have a different feeling about it than people who just heard the album.
Exactly. Designer was also a good one, but I just know how I felt in that moment. Like, all right, cool. For me, to give some context, for me, it's I'm always developing myself and other artists. It's not, I'm not about to let you just come in my studio and record no trash. You're going to get coached or you can get out. My name's attached to that, right?
Yeah.
So as far as that song in itself, it was no coaching necessary. It's like, I said one thing and he took off from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he liked
it. And I was like, you obviously took everything that I've told you in previous sessions and put that all together and made this song. So
is there any artists you want to work with
in the city or just in general?
Let's say if you could do a mainstream artist, who would it be?
As far as like people I gotta work with, I obviously gotta work with Drake.
Yeah.
But popping artists right now, somebody I want to work with is Roddy Ricch. He's a beast. Yeah. I love Roddy Ricch. Lil Baby just dropped a project that's nice. I had to do a song with him too.
Yeah.
Them two, like,
they're popping.
Yeah. They some fire. they popping right now, and they got some fire
for a reason.
Content.
They're not exactly. Because they're trash.
Exactly.
Like everybody else.
Exactly.
Really.
So them my two that I like. That's a must. I'm gonna be going out of my way to get a feature when I get on. You know.
Yeah. What's the best advice you ever received?
So, to be all the way honest, man, stay consistent, stay consistent and execute, because that's ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what life's all about. Yeah. Let's take this music out of it. Like, anything you stay consistent in and you continue to do every single day, you're going to prosper, you're going to grow. It's like building a house, you know, you bring a brick every single day, eventually that house going to get done.
Yeah.
And execution, you can't just bring a brick without laying it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Them are the two things that I like live by. Like, I literally got stay consistent tatted on me. Like, cause I think that's like, you can hear all that cliche stuff and it's all cool to hear motivational stuff, but none of it matters if you ain't consistent and you ain't executing.
Right. I think that's true, especially with like people creating or artists, like their content, their songs, you know, don't drop every couple of years. You can do that if you're huge, but you're not going to stay relevant with people if you're consistent. Think
exactly.
about Lil Baby and Roddy Ricch, they consistently drop. They consistently work with new people. Like, you know, they're there all the time. I think that's big for people who make content for, like, especially artists that are making content, like videos or whatever it may be. For me, it's podcasts. Like, I consistently drop podcasts every Friday. This is the beginning of, you know, the season two. But I'm just taking a small break. You know, I took a small break, and just because I was at 30, I'm like, if I don't break it here, I'm just going to keep going forever. So I might as well do a little, you know, season break. But, I agree with that. And I think it's more simple than people make it.
Exactly.
You know, they act like there's some trick to get rich. It's like,
it's not.
Man, it's really.
It's no formula.
You just got to do it. Like, do it every day. Like, right now I'm working on my piano and guitar, and I just do it every day, and it pays off.
Yes, sir.
If I was to try to learn it and get frustrated and then, like, spend a whole day, you can't do it in a day. So
exactly.
Try to consistently work on stuff.
And you know. That's literally, like, people don't understand. Like, if you really want to know, like, it ain't really no answer to life. But in my answer to what the answer to life is growth, you know what I mean? Grow, be better than you were yesterday. And you can't be better than you were yesterday if you're not taking them actions, you know what I mean?
Or think you're already the best, or
exactly
don't want to listen to anybody else's advice. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, you're right. You're right.
What's something you're working on learning or improving?
Right now, I am... That's kind of probably, we probably fast forwarding, but like right now I'm building a label.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like right now I'm trying to focus on mastering the mini hats that I've already been wearing, but that had no direction.
Get more too.
Like I've been doing so much different stuff. Me and my boy AJ, we've been doing so much stuff, but we ain't had no direction with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to master that, you know, being professionally and running stuff like a boss.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, the beat making, like I'm trying to get my beats.
So overall, the label and that's kind of like a long-term thing, and the short-term thing is you're trying to work more on the beats.
Exactly.
And
get exactly.
more on producing.
Exactly.
What DAW do you use now?
Pro Tools. I live and die by that. Yeah. I love it. Pro Tools is like top tier, I think. Yeah. You know.
Me too. Me too. It's not even an opinion. It's science. It processes sound faster.
Exactly.
So people like argue. I'm like, you can argue and record with whatever the hell you want. You can use a USB mic and what's that free one? Audacity. I don't
care.
Exactly. And most people might think that's okay, but the science is it doesn't process the sound as well and as fast as Pro Tools. Nothing will. I don't think anything ever will.
Ever
Pro
will.
Tools updates
because they keep growing. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They are. It's like I don't know, like Verizon, for example. Like they're the best. They're gonna keep growing. You know what I mean?
They got the most money. The
exactly.
Most tools
exactly.
For a reason. Do you watch any producers' videos on YouTube or anywhere that you can suggest people go to learn more about engineering or getting a certain sound?
I don't have any like particular like people, just cause I ain't gonna lie, I don't really pay too much attention to the person, more so with the information they're providing, cause I don't want to get caught up in the biasness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I guess my biggest advice to everybody, and this is with everything aside from just music, we buy these $1,000 phones to just say they have a $1,000 phone. Like the question that, if you got any question, you just literally type it into the search engine, and it pops up with thousands of videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I don't have a particular person to go to, but I do logically think like, if I got a solid question, mm-hmm. I'm gonna type that in the search bar, and I'm gonna try to find the best. You know, I'm gonna look at the person with the most views. I'm gonna look at the person with the least views, and I'm gonna see why he got the least amount. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, I ain't really got no
particular person, but you do learn stuff on your own by looking it up,
100%,
kind of vetting the person information and figuring out.
I literally feel like YouTube is like, that's literally the key to all this, YouTube and Google. Like, I tell people, like, I went to school for terminology. Like, I can learn everything I learned at school on YouTube. And that's facts, you know? Mm. So utilize that. Utilize this $1,000 phone that you must have. Like, utilize it. $800 phone that you must have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
What's the most productive time for you to create?
Mornings.
Why do you think that is?
It's scientifically proven, too. When you the most productive the first 2 hours you wake up.
Yeah.
So, like, when I wake up in the morning, usually I got to go into work a little closer to like noon, one, so 7, 8, I'd be in the studio sometimes just cooking up because I feel like my ears are, at that point, your ears ain't been bogged down with the daily noise.
Yeah,
you know, your ears are
exactly.
Yeah. You got the freshest ears possible for the day.
Yeah.
And then I also like, on the flip side of that though, I like to create real late night. Mm-hmm. You know, because you know that's when I'm
different vibe,
I'm vibey, I'm busted. I got the weed in me. You know, I'm feeling good, and music also comes out good under them.
Yeah,
them moments. So it's day or night.
I'm kind of similar. For my own stuff, I like doing the morning stuff. If I'm working with other artists, I like being at nights because they tend to be more involved.
Exactly.
More into it.
Yes, exactly. I'm just exactly what you just said. My old stuff I be working on in the mornings, and then anytime me and him do something, it's always for real his stuff. You know.
What are some plugins that you like?
I have a, who am I using right now? Is it Slate Digital, I believe? I think that's who I'm using right now. I got two of them that I use every trip. It's this EQ. I believe it's a Slate Digital EQ VMR. I can't think of what the actual plugin is called, but I know it's like a VMR plugin.
Okay.
EQ. It's like I use it on every session. Every single session gets that EQ because it's like, I don't know what it is about it, but it's just so good, bro. Yeah. It sounds so good.
You get connected to certain ones sometimes.
Yes, man.
And you just stay with them.
Exactly. And then I got some auto-tune that I use. Like, it's like this, it's like pitch correction for real. It ain't really even auto-tune. It's like wave tune or something like that.
Yeah.
You hit.
Yeah.
It's real subtle. It's more so to correct your inconsistent frequencies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not something that would be sounding like T-Pain.
Yeah.
Because none of our songs sound like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's definitely to fix it because your voice ain't perfect. You know?
Yeah.
It cracks.
Yeah.
So.
So is there anything else coming up you want to shout out or mention in terms of songs or projects or events you guys are involved in?
Yeah, so as far as projects, right now I'm actually, me and AJ Wayne, we working on a little joint project. It's fire. I ain't gonna drop the name just yet, okay. But it's coming July, for a fact. It's coming July. I ain't gonna even get to put a date on it because we cooking. Yeah. We got so much stuff. It's so hard to, like, you know.
Yeah. How many songs you on? You know.
We got 10 songs we bringing to y'all. Okay. We gonna give y'all 10 songs, 10 solid songs. We done created over 30 for this mug, but we want the best the best product.
I like that.
We got a show coming up. If we get clearance, right? I guess, right? Yeah. July 4th in LA. My first time popping out to LA. Hopefully, this quarantine don't take us out. And then also, like I was saying earlier, mm-hmm. You know, I'm be developing artists and stuff like that, and we working with artists and stuff like that constantly. We got a new artist that's gonna be dropping soon, Image. You know, we've been working.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got a couple songs. He gonna be dropping singles, and possibly a project might be coming. You know, we never know. So just stay tuned. New Era Entertainment. That's us. We on the come up.
Is there anything else you want to mention or go over?
Just follow me on all social media platforms. Don B Official on Instagram. Donald Boone on Facebook.
Where's your music at?
All my stuff on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you stream, honestly, whatever platform you got, YouTube.
Is it Don B?
Yep, okay. Don B, yep.
We'll post some links to it, too.
Twitter, Don B Official, 2 L's. I got a website, donbofficial.com.
Okay.
That's literally where everything is. That's going to probably be the easiest way to honestly find me, donbofficial.com.
Okay.
I got all my links, music links, social medias, all that. So, yeah, Don B Official.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you getting on this episode, man.
I think
a lot of people, you know, can kind of check you out now and understand what you do, and I think that's cool. I'm sure you're going to be up here, you know, coming to AJ sessions, maybe doing some of your own stuff, and hopefully get some takeaways from it all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man.
Definitely. Thanks for listening, and have a good Friday.
Up Next Podcast.